hide and keep it strong. I'm a transistor of love. Someone's got to break the chain of hate and forgive. Gotta shift your brain away from insane. Ignorance bliss against a face of distress. I'm not gonna let this whole ship burn to the ground. It can change our way every day with emotional feelings on parade.
Good morning. Good morning, my friends. I have missed you. It is just Norm. And it is about 6 a.m. on Saturday, September 27th, 2014. I'm out for a proposed long run. What that number will be is arbitrary. I have missed you guys. I have not recorded this week. The last time we spoke was last Saturday, and that's a long time for me. Excuse me. As usual, work and family and obligations and the things of life have required most of, if not all, my attention. And running and recording we're at the rear. It's a fancy way of saying that I was too busy and I ran out of steam to run and record. I did run on Monday. I snuck 4 miles in after work. That was a busy day Monday. Work and appointments afterwards. And then I stayed up late Monday night only to watch my beloved Jets fall to defeat against the Bears of Chicago. Well played, Chicago. For Norman is a good sport. Tuesday, I was a bit groggy all day, and I'm trying to remember what I did Tuesday, but I can't remember. Wednesday, I should have run, but I got out of work late, and I had a class to go to Wednesday night. There was only enough time, pretty much, to get home, eat a bite, grab a shower, go back out, and come back home. Thursday, I should have run but after a day that essentially kicked my ass, excuse the French, on the way home, my lovely girls called me and said, "Will you meet us for a bite of dinner?" And I caved and said, "Yes, I will put off the run and meet you for dinner." Friday, we did a little house hunting after work. And so here you find me, early Saturday morning, running a bit too fast as I look down at the Garmin here. But yeah, that was my week. The days are long, but the years are short. And I feel as though I've let you down. I feel as though I've not been communicative or participatory or any of those type of things. And while I might lean towards beating myself up or feeling a bit alienated unnecessarily, I did have a friend reach out by text and query, "I haven't heard from you in a while. Everything okay?" Which confirmed that I may have been missed just a bit. And so my feelings of disconnect are not unwarranted. So there you have it. Norm's brain untangled. Anyway, we are out together for a run in which I am enclosed within the dark of the sky, enveloped, I like to think of it as. The temperature is about 75 degrees, pretty muggy. Not as muggy as it has been, but pretty sticky. And there's been a lot of rain over the area for the past week. Yesterday was like a monsoon coming home. This morning, I see those white, wispy clouds moving swiftly against the night sky. And a soft breeze across my face from time to time. I'm grateful I was able to drag myself out of bed early enough to do this. Mrs. Rosenberg is getting ready for work, so the one can't be too leisurely. I have to get back. Now I find myself rolling in with time. Pausing between perceived traffic sounds, but not too far away from where I just spoke. Maybe a block. So yeah, you heard me say, if you noticed, house hunting. The lovely girls and I are looking for a new house because the addition is not going to be feasible. Is that the word I'm looking for? So, to make a long story short, getting the loan is not a problem. It's just that the loan to value ratio is not coming to what the banks are looking for. And so that means that the banks feel as though the homes in our area won't be at the average value of what the house will be. So that drives the perceived appraised value of the finished product down. And so, essentially, I'm being told that would be over improving the neighborhood. So we've decided that we're going to try our hand at finding another home and selling the one that we live in now. So that's the next plan. That's the next adventure. We've decided that we want to stay in Dunedin. I don't want to move to Tampa, closer to work. I've been in this town for almost 15 years, and the girls are in school, and I like it here. So does my wife. Although my wife, in her demonstrable, unbridled enthusiasm, is looking at houses all over Pinellas County. And then I gently remind her that we decided we're going to stay in Dunedin. So, that's the deal. We're going to look for a house that's got another bathroom and some more square feet. It's just time. If it was up to me, I would stay in that little love shack we have on Dexter Drive to the end of my days. There's just a bit more traffic than I thought would be around my neighborhood this morning. And I find myself on the pause button, I think effectively, to abate it. But anyway, yeah, so we're looking for a house, and that's that. Just to update you on the life of my and family. And for extended family, I will share with you that young Karen James is getting married on 12, 13, 14. And we're all eagerly anticipating the joy of that date. So here's some early neighbors out here talking here. I'm another early one walking around. How are you today?
Good,
thank you, sir. There's the friendly chat that I live for. So, with my extended family update, I will share briefly with you that there has been a Facebook event. No, not joyously celebrating that day, but rather a post by some of my other sons. I've told you in the past that I have many sons, but sadly, only Cameron and I remain close, while the other sons have been displeased with me for whatever perceptions they have. The perception I have is that I've tried to be a good and wise and loving father to them. Their perceptions of me differ. And so, such is life. And there was a posting by my eldest son, which, I'm not gonna lie to you, was hurtful. And the tone of it was that I was a deadbeat dad who was at fault for not pursuing and chasing the lives of he, my other sons, and their families. So, yeah, that hurt. And I initially thought, as is Norman habit, oh my goodness, what have I done? What a terrible father I am. I should pursue them still to the end of time. But after some thoughtful consideration and speaking to various souls, I settled on not beating myself up and realizing that you can't please all the people all the time. You just can't. And so, to those who are displeased with my fatherly behavior or my personality or whatever it is they're displeased with, I have to leave that with them and let them work on that. I can't fix it all for everybody. So, there's your family and extended family update. Work has been busy, as I said before, exhaustingly busy, but not that I would complain to you about it. It has just been very taxing. Even my colleagues, as we have chatted this week, have found themselves retiring early at bedtime, exhausted from the day. Usually I'm the one that continues with the same moldy story of how I couldn't stay up past 8 or 9 o'clock, but it got us all this week. We have a new physician that started with us. We have the new mid-level provider that came in the summer, so our staffing is improving, which has to hold out the hand of promise for us as a healthcare team as we seek to meet the needs of the people going forward. I think there's even going to be two more positions made available, and perhaps an additional room for the physicians to do their procedures. So all in all, things are looking up. There just has to be patience and some long suffering on our parts, as there is no perfection. There is no perfect scenario in the days that we live. Yeah. Let's see, what am I up to here? 17 minutes of pure blabber. I look at the time because it helps me when I edit to know what minute marker, and as well to give me an idea of if I've gone too long or if I've said a lot of nothings in a short amount of time. And I need to pace my brain as well as my thoughts with my running and my time with you. But it's all good. Okay, I am a bit further down the road, stopping and pausing of the talking to gather and collect my thoughts and to enjoy some quiet time in the run. Even Norman gets tired of Norman's voice from time to time, and he has to concentrate on the birds singing and the breeze blowing and the tap, 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 tap of his feet as they move his clunky soul through space and time. More miles down the road, and I am still enveloped in neighborhood quietness, but now dawn is upon me, and the skies are, I guess I'm going to say that there's some vague blue, but with white wispies and gray clouds again moving swiftly across it. I don't see any rain bands, nor is there any thunder. So I'm good for the time being. I think a couple of episodes, I may have mentioned that my Newton's had a defect, a loose lug on the forefoot of the left shoe. So I did manage this week to get back to the American Running Store, which is where I've been going now for the past, I want to say, 3 or 4 years. And the proprietor of the store reached out to Boulder, Colorado, to the distributor, maybe the owner, I don't know. But she asked for guidance on how to address this. And the result was, they gave me a new pair of shoes. That's $100+ value. Well, I mean, they replaced a product they already had. It's not like I just got a $100 gift. But seeing as I had the shoes since June, which is not that long, I think it was June, my wife got them for me. It's like getting a new pair of shoes. You know, I had put some wear on them, and now I have a new pair. So I'm not even gonna to use those yet, because I actually still have a pair. My first Newtons. I can't remember the name of these things. The new Newtons are Motion 3s. These are, I don't know, they're green. They're green shoes. So I'm just gonna put the new ones off for a little while and just use these. My lovely wife likes to give me gifts, which is, I can't even find the words to describe what that is. I'm a very fortunate and blessed man indeed. Having said that, I probably would not have even gotten new shoes this summer. I would have waited until these were dead and then got some. So now, it's like I have a pair in the bank. And that's all good. I think we're coming up into a traffic-y area here, so I'll try to be deft on the pause button. Good morning. Okay, I'm going to be giving up this pause action pretty soon here, because I just can't pause it every 30 seconds. I might as well shut down the recording and wait till I get to another neighborhood, which is an option. But to continue my thought, I've got these extra shoes, and not as it's the shoes, because I have more orthotics to go in there, but running related to that is that I've had a bit of a cranky knee. Left tibial tuberosity. Yeah, that's where your tibia or your shin bone makes its prominence, just under the kneecap. And that's what I call, I'm pretty sure I'm right on this, patellar tendinitis. So it's been a bit cranky, but you know what I do is at the end of a run, or even, you know, sometimes just at the house, I'll put an ice pack on my knee, and it takes away the inflammation and it feels good. Deep down, run around, been around the whole town. Don't know how to stop, only know the meaning of go. Running up and down the valley, straight through an alley, shifting left and right, now my head is spinning round and round. So what I did this week, speaking of shoe and speaking of orthotic and speaking of running, is I broke out the old Voltaren. Now, Voltaren is an anti-inflammatory. It's prescribed, but you don't take it orally. It's a topical gel. And I had this Voltaren left over from when my podiatrist treated my Achilles tendonitis. And I saw my podiatrist a couple weeks ago and asked him if it was okay to put a bit on the knee, and he said, sure. Look at that. Look at my compliancy, asking the doctor what to do. I'm so proud of myself. I who do what I want when I want. But anyway, there's a pretty effective anti-inflammatory. What I do is I take a large, not a large, but maybe the size of my palm Band-Aid, and I put a dab of gel on it, and then I put the Band-Aid over the tibial tuberosity. So it's like a time release. And I change it every 12 hours and refresh it, which is what I used to do with my Achilles tendonitis. And it's made a marked improvement. It would probably be the equivalent of putting ice on it more often throughout the day than I'm able to, given I'm kind of on the go all the time. So all this long-winded way to say that the crankiness of my knee is subsiding. And really, how cranky can it be if I can get out here and keep running? Can't be too cranky.
heartbeat beat it strong. We're feeling the way like I'm in a guidance system. But my heartbeat beat it strong. It's sounding so loud I cannot believe listen. I'm becoming someone else, but all of this will shape me for the best. Nothing can take this away from me. Nothing can break a spirit that's free. I'm becoming someone else.
Again, on the other side of a pause, down the road, a little way. This is indeed a concrete jungle run. I have hit no trail, nor will I be able to get any trails today. But overall, it's been a quiet run, which is always a good thing. I am a couple blocks from Main Street, USA. Actually, Main Street, Dunedin. And also a couple blocks from the Pinellas Paved Trail, which will lead me back to the house. I believe this is probably going to equal out to about an 8-mile run. And we all know I would have preferred 10, but as with getting back to the house, since Mrs. Rosenberg has to work, I don't have time for that. So, you take what the run gives you, and you get all satisfied with that. Satisfaction. This morning, I trotted, I breathed, I huffed and puffed, I sweat. I am actually soaked, drenched in sweat, but it's a good sweat. It's a cleansing sweat. It's not a oppressive sun is baking you like an egg sweat. I've listened to birds. I've seen kitty cats. I've acknowledged my fellow man walking around neighborhoods. Started the day off right. And that is really all I can ask for. And I think I may have missed the trail. That's what I think. Why am I seeing a great deal of trail? Oh, that's one more block. Okay. Start running again. One more main thorough to get through. This is Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue. And once I cross that, as I am on Bay Street, I will come across the Pinellas Trail to take me southbound. Homeward bound. I feel good, and I have achieved steady state. I have indeed. Well, with no more really to share with you, I will close out this offering of Run Norman. And I will hope and pray all of you are well, that you are getting your running and training done with satisfaction, that your lives are going well, and that you're at peace with yourself and with the world. So until we speak again, and I hope it's this week on Walk Breaks, this is Just Norm. Much love. And a promise that will speak again. Bye-bye.
To